when you did the Africa to America in 97, to me it seemed to be something that really put African consciousness to the forefront. It was kind of like saying, well, it's a proud thing to be an African. Was that the thought behind it?
Oh, absolutely. You're absolutely right, Debbie. And we, with Africa to America, were at the Journey of the Drum. That was the full title. Was really saying, as so many of us say, Stevie Wonder and Quincy Jones and Carlos Santana, when he receives his awards and all, he always thanks Mother Africa. People say, why is this Latino man thanking Mother Africa? Because he understands, as do Sounds of Blackness, that so much of the music that we hear today is based from the African continent. In terms of the polyrhythms, whether it's hip-hop, I remind my hip-hop brothers that hip-hop is not new, it's centuries old, that African people have always done word and rhyme to the drum, to rhythm. This currently is just a modern take on it, but nothing under the sun is new. And so hip-hop owes its origins to Africa, as does R&B and gospel and rock and so many of the different genres of music that we hear today on the radio and hear in the movies and see and hear on television.